Robert Mueller will testify. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction. We had no collusion.
President Trump on Fox Business repeating a mantra he said for months. The former special counsel will testify 3 weeks from today. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler explaining to CNN why he subpoenaed Mueller to testify before his committee about his 448-page report on Russian election interference.
Our interest is for the American people to hear it from him. There's been a campaign of misrepresentation.
Mueller has also been subpoenaed to testify before the House Intelligence Committee on June 17th. So far, there are no plans for Mueller to testify before the Republican-led Senate. Dave?
All right, John, thanks. Of course, that's July 17th, 3 weeks from today. Later today, the president will leave for Japan for a G20 summit of world leaders, and he'll meet separately with China's president, still trying to end the stalemate on trade.
It's possible we're going to make a deal, but I'm also very happy where we are now. We're taking in a fortune, and frankly, not a good thing for China.
Referring to the tariffs he imposed on Chinese imports, that led to the retaliatory tariffs on American goods. The president also says China's manipulating its currency to deal with all this, while the Federal Reserve stands pat after 7 interest rate hikes the president's been very critical of, but Chairman Jay Powell says he won't be pushed around.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is.
The Taliban claims an ambush is what killed 2 American troops in Afghanistan during combat operations today. A sheriff's deputy is dead in Illinois, shot responding to a home in Fulton County where the shooter remains barricaded in a standoff this morning. There were 2 murders at a Ford dealership in Morgan Hill, California. A man who'd just been fired, shot, and killed 2 workers.
I didn't really talk to him a whole lot. He's a very quiet, humble individual.
Well, that guy was later found dead on the ground. He apparently shot himself. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump also reacted to the bill the House passed to provide $4.5 billion to help deal with all the immigrants detained at the border after coming here illegally, but with a provision, none of the money can go to ICE detentions or border security.
I can't understand it, okay? They want those people to come into the United States.
Well, this issue now moves to the Senate.
Senate leaders are hopeful for a vote later this week on a border funding measure that has won bipartisan support in a key committee and is not facing a veto threat like a companion House bill.
I'm hoping that the House will conclude that's the best way to get the problem solved.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushing for his chamber's bill, which does not include some provisions in the House bill the White House argues hamstring border security. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
there are many of us who prefer the House bill to the Senate bill. We're not in the majority. We do have a lot of good things in the Senate bill.
Neither measure would allow funding for a border wall. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It is the defense's turn at Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's murder trial today after the prosecution rested its case against Eddie Gallagher, who is on trial for killing a wounded ISIS prisoner in Iraq in 2017. Though another SEAL has already testified he's the one who killed the boy to put him out of his misery. Now, the Navy's lead investigator got a tough cross-examination yesterday.
Defense lawyer Mark McCasey accusing NCIS Special Agent Joseph Wolpinski of being both incompetent and vindictive and of rushing to judgment, lying to certain witnesses to entice them to testify against Gallagher. McCasey saying of one such witness, quote, you wanted him to get on the screw Eddie Gallagher train. Jump on the train. Come on aboard.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in San Diego. In Iraq, an Indonesian woman was sentenced to 15 years in jail for joining the Islamic State group. She was married to an ISIS fighter killed in a U.S.-led coalition airstrike. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are still looking for two men in connection to an armed robbery on the west side of Champaign on Friday afternoon. 25-year-old Deshauna Fonville of Champaign was arrested and charged Monday with armed robbery and aggravated battery. Police said a 23-year-old man was robbed of cash on Friday afternoon. The report listed two other alleged offenders, a 23-year-old man and a 24-year-old man. Bond for Fonville was set at $200,000. City council members in Champaign are being asked to repeal a section of the city code that allows for housing discrimination against people with felony convictions on their record. The News Gazette says more than 700 Champaign residents signed a petition, which was to be presented to the council members at last night's study session on the topic. Right now, the city code allows discrimination in the leasing of residential property for up to 5 years after release based on someone's record of convictions for a forcible felony or felony drug conviction. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Compound interest. It's the idea that whatever investment you've made can then turn into an investment itself. You earn 7% on your money, and that 7% begins to earn 7% itself. Warren Buffett has called it almost magic. It's the idea that one asset improves all the other assets around it. Giannis Antetokounmpo is rightfully your most valuable player in the NBA. Luka Doncic is rightfully your rookie of the year. These are difference makers. These are players that represent the concept I'm talking about of compound interest. The idea that James Harden should have been the MVP over Giannis Antetokounmpo is crazy. And it is lacking the understanding of compound interest. It's lacking the understanding of making others around you better.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app. We know when kids grow up, time spent in the park, around the campfire, or at the lake is what they'll remember. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like Bass Pro Flag Chairs for under $10 each, and a Stars and Stripes Tailgate Toss Game for under $30. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Presenting their case first is the Weeds, with a jury of consumers to decide their fate.
We the Weeds don't really ask for much. We just need sunlight, all the moisture in the world, our roots to grow and to get larger. That's the life of a weed. Let us stay, and you won't be sorry.
Okay. Order in the court. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. The lawn is supposed to be a thing of beauty. That's where we come in. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, we have the jury's verdict. Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
Hey, objection.
Overruled.
Thank you, Judge. That's spring-green.com. Or call 359-2111.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
We got a high 90 today, down to 68. Chance of precipitation at 20%. Actually, you can duplicate that through Monday as we begin July. We've got a high around 91, down to around 70. 20% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. With the sunshine, we're currently at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
Mile at the Pines coming. Jan Seeley in our studio. Dr. Ben Johnson, ER medical ace, Christy.
Our Mile at the Pines event is July 14th.
Dr. Ben Johnston, so talk to me. First of all, you trained at Christ Hospital in Chicago?
Yeah, so I did my emergency medicine residency at Christ Hospital in Chicago. It's but 95th.
Just get a little closer.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was a great residency program. It was a fantastic place to train at.
But in Chicago, you're going to see stuff.
Christ is the Trauma Center for the South Side of Chicago. It was an amazing place. Great attendings, great patients, great clinical mix. Wonderful place to train.
Wow. Okay, so everything else is calm. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah, you come out of Christ and there's not a whole bunch that scares you.
We had knives and bullets and all these other things, and as an ER doctor, you have to assess quickly which is number one and which is number two or three or four, right? You have to, it could be several coming in at once, and you're trained to kind of look and say, this one first, right? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, right. So your job is to eliminate the life threats as quickly as possible.
Man.
And in a busy place, like Cook County, you'll see 100,000 a year. Christ will be sort of up around that place. I mean, literally, you get a patient dropped into your ER like every 6 minutes or so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's a team there.
Can you sit down? You can't even sit down.
So that was the joke is you were supposed to have lunch. No one ever really had lunch. You drink a lot of coffee,
right.
Like slam stuff.
How many hours in a row is it normal to go in an ER operation like that?
So it's usually a 12-hour shift.
Sheesh.
Right?
That's crazy. Do you even know what happened when you're done? You say, what did I do today? Did 12 different things? You can't even remember them?
You remember, like, the cases that were, patients that you particularly liked, right? Or patients,
gotcha.
Or the cases that were particularly interesting or challenging or stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, you don't remember a whole bunch of ankle sprains, but...
It's a whirlwind. Stuff. Dr. Ben Johnson, nice to see you in here. Jan Seeley, how are we doing with Mile with the Pine?
We're good. We're coming along. Less than 2 weeks to go. So we'll be...
Wait a minute. Really?
No, I'm off.
It's July 14th, but still.
I guess
2.5.
Two and a half weeks.
It's Sunday. I thought it was like 3 months away.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Is it the 4th of July next week?
It is.
All right, so what do we do to sign? Oh, we're talking about nine different categories?
Ten
now.
Yeah,
with the strollers.
We added the stroller division.
All right, so anybody can do this mile.
Yeah.
Walk, stroll.
1 mile.
Okay.
5,260 feet.
80?
5280.
Yeah. Okay. So, and really, it's $20, and this goes to the CU Schools Foundation?
Yeah. So all the money that we raise, every penny goes to CU Schools Foundation, which supports the great work that our teachers do in our community here to support the teachers who help teach our kids.
If you have a child that is in the school districts in Champaign or Urbana, you ought to come give $20 and have fun.
Yeah.
Just come on out.
And there's also a competition this year. So when you register for any of these 10 races, and we run them one at a time,
right.
So everybody has their moments in the sun, you indicate whether you are a student, a teacher, or faculty member of either school districts. And there's some financial competitions between the two superintendents.
Nice.
We heard about that last week. And then there'll be a school that will be deemed the winner, and they'll have a traveling trophy that's being sponsored by Anna Shapoff from State Farm. So.
And, of course, since it's around the 4th of July and we're feeling patriotic, you're also doing a salute to some of our military competitors.
Right, yeah. We have a couple of extra categories. Within the 10 different races, we have age group awards, and, of course, all those prizes donated by folks out here at the Pines. But then there's a top male and female military entrant, as well as top male and female U of I alum. So there really is something for everybody.
Yeah.
It's right out here at the Pines. Tons of great food, energy. It is a unique and different event. And there's really no reason why anybody can't do it because you can walk, you can run.
You make a mile.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there'll be some fast people, too.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be kind of fun to see the people really racing.
Yeah. Ed Maynard, who owns the Red Bicycle Ice Cream out here, he's got this kind of crop of fast, local, younger runners.
Mm.
And he's told me he's got some girls who can go under 6 minutes.
Wow.
So that's good.
It'll be fun to see it. All right. It's Jan Seeley and Dr. Ben Johnston. He's an ER doctor from Christie. I had a friend that was a ambulance guy, and he saved lives for 15 years. And he said, you know what? Nobody ever told me thank you. Do people come back and say thank you to an ER doctor who saves their lives? Does that ever happen?
Well, yeah, actually, frequently. And I will tell you, right, so the EMS people, I say thank you to them. Most of the people I trained with say thank you to them, right, because they are sort of like, the unsung heroes and heroines out there. I mean, we do resuscitations in ERs, and they do it at 65 miles an hour in an 8x10 van, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I've had people very specifically that came back and thank us, right? They would bring pizza, right?
That's nice.
Was, you get crinkles on Christmas and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, so, they do come back.
But you love what you do.
I do really love what I do. I love being at Christie. I love the community. It's really a very welcoming place, and I'm just extremely happy here.
Well, and I'll take this opportunity to thank you, Christie Clinic, for being part of our Mile at the Pines event.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's our privilege to
have. Well, we appreciate having talent in the community that saves lives, too. Thank you for living here. We appreciate it.
That's right.
Pleasure.
It's good. Ben, nice to meet you, Jan.
Yeah, get registered mile at thepines.com. Very simple. Take you about 2 minutes to register, and there's still some body and soul gift certificates.
Are there really?
Yeah. Well, Mike, of course, Mike continued to do it. So,
what happens there is you register for $20, you get $20 off to spend at Body and Soul.
There's a few more, and then we're rolling to a $10 gift certificate tomorrow.
So go right down to Mile of the Pines, give your $20, and then you get $20 to spend at Mile.
Right.
And of course, the beach towel. Everybody gets one of those commemorative beach towels.
Huge beach
towel. Oh, I love it.
If you register, you get a beach towel.
Everybody registers. Anybody who registers, that is our T-shirt equivalent.
I just flash back to Porter.
We're paying people to do it.
I just flash back to Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton in that detergent commercial. You get the towel inside the detergent.
Right.
Here's a towel.
Right.
Now, this towel is huge.
Exactly.
It's huge.
Ben Johnston, thank you. Jan Seeley, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Mile at the Pines.com.
Mile at the Pines.com. ESPN 93.5.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific. All day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hey, Cardinal fans, make the trip to St. Louis and see the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of July 12th, 13th, and 14th. On Friday, July 12th, it's the adult 2009 All-Star Game jersey giveaway. The Cardinals are excited to celebrate the 10th anniversary since the All-Star Game was played at Busch Stadium. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will go home with a replica jersey from the All-Star Game 10 years ago. Saturday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Golf Umbrella, presented by St. Louis Children's Hospital, Guardians of Childhood. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older take home a Cardinals umbrella. Then on Sunday, July 14th, stay cool in the warm of summer months with a custom Cardinals large brim straw hat, courtesy of Brown and Crouppen. That day is also Christian Day at the ballpark, presented by Thrivent Financial. The weekend of July 12th, 13th, and 14th. Come to St. Louis. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Get one of those straw hats from the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Wear that on the golf course.
There you go. There you go. Sports headlines now. It is 8:18.
Six runs in one of those innings from the Oakland A's put them on top of the Cardinals 7-3 yesterday. We've got a game here on ESPN 93.5 as they go at it one more time. Then they'll have the day off tomorrow and gear up for a series against San Diego. In fact, it's sort of a West Coast run for the St. Louis Cardinals starting this weekend. And then we'll get into the All-Star break already.
Now, halfway through. And the other side of that is school supplies. I'm sorry.
I know it. Jordan Hicks, Tommy John surgery later today. Atlanta over the Cubs 3-2. They've got a 7:05 start using Yu Darvish on the mound from Wrigley. You'll hear it on US 105.9. Boston Red Sox over the Chicago White Sox 6-3. 12:05 start this afternoon. And the College World Series has their final game in the championship series today in Omaha as Vanderbilt beat Michigan 4-1 yesterday. I saw some video of Kumar Rockers as this fabulous
pitcher. He's a freshman they have.
Yeah,
pretty good. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we've got some sunshine now. Today's high 90, 68 our low tonight. Just a 20% chance of precipitation. We can copy and paste this forecast through Monday. High 90, low 70 with a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm briefly. Right now we're at 75 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, the Democratic debates are tonight. Joe Biden goes tomorrow night. tonight. He's the leader in the clubhouse early. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, some of the others tonight. NBC has it. It's a two-hour event tonight. Two-hour event tomorrow night. 20 candidates, even though there's 25 running. The other five didn't make the 1% or 65,000 donating to their campaign yet. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, there's renewed optimism about a possible trade deal with China. President Trump with Maria Bartiromo on FBN.
They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal more than I do. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
They want to make a deal.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the agreement was about 90% completed when talks fell apart. The president says it is possible the U.S. might not impose an additional $325 billion in tariffs against China. Companies were spending less on expensive manufactured things in May. Orders for durable goods declined sharply last month, down 1.3%. The drop reflects fewer aircraft orders following the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX planes. General Mills earnings for the spring quarter were stronger than expected, but its sales were disappointing. It makes Cheerios, Häagen-Dazs, Betty Crocker, and other brands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
They have two locations, one on Madison Champaign and one in Urbana on University.
I haven't said Stevie J travel for a while, but we've got some nice trips. We're going to the Rhine River. I'll be out just a week for that, and that'll be Janet and I going to the Rhine River. We got a big old group going, but there's like inside cabins, I guess, if you can say, on the riverboat. That's all we have left on that trip. It's just about a sellout. But we're going to have 36 people with us.
Ooh, how fun.
That's a nice big group. So we're leaving on the Rhine River. Mary Beth Karasik right now is in Alaska. And she treated her husband, Doug, to his 70th birthday to midnight golf.
Nice.
On June 21, which is the longest day up in Alaska.
Right.
So it was all daylight up there right now. Anyway, they're having a great time on their cruise and train ride. And then we also have coming up our trip to Hawaii. And I think it's going to be dynamite. I got Grace and Ben and Christian graduating, and then we're going to leave on December 27. And I think the value on this thing is outstanding. We like days at sea because there's just no decision making, and you decide when you want to eat and nap, and then you eat and nap, and then you play and nap and eat. Anyway, so we leave December 27 on the Princess. We're going to leave, though, from San Francisco, so it's going to be a very short flight to San Francisco. Then we don't have to fly the long flight to Honolulu, which some people don't like long flights.
Right.
So if you want to go to Hawaii with us, that group is growing, but we still have space. And I think for 15 days, it is a longie, 4 days out, 4 days back, and then 5 days on the island. If you want to join us on that, for 15 days, all in is like $4,200, which is a really good value for all that. Huh. And you get to see the islands of Hawaii. It's just the best. We love Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Do I have to run things here?
No, I mean, I'll just turn on Mike and Mike. No, they're not on anymore. Golik and Wingo. Anyway, we're excited about that. So if you have any thoughts on Oberammergau, the passion play that happens every 10 years, that's becoming a good group. We have four seats left. That's for the passion in Oberammergau, Germany, population 5,000 people. But for every 10th year, for 420 years, they've done this. Guys grow the big beards. It's a story of Jesus and the whole passion. We got premium seats for this. It's a bucket list item. You only get a chance every 10 years to see this.
So that's fall 2020?
That's summer 2020.
Okay.
Summer. June 2020, Oberammergau, going to see the Alps. We're going to do a bunch of things around there. And I've got four seats left on that. Anyway, all your details is StevieJayTravel.com. StevieJayTravel.com. Okay, we talked about the debates tonight. That's coming up. 10 Democrats tonight, 10 Democrats tomorrow night. They each get, I think, an average of 12 minutes.
That's right.
I think.
But really, one-minute responses. So it's nothing in-depth. It's just learning a little bit more about
it. A little bit. Somebody's going to try and come up with the golden 15-second soundbite.
Right.
My prediction, 99% of it is all Trump. We all agree we've got to get rid of that guy. I mean, it's going to be anti-Trump. I know it, 99%. There'll be a little poke over there. Boo, what'd you say about a fellow Democrat? How dare you? I think it'll be anti-Trump, but I don't know who could emerge out of such a short thing for each. But it'll be interesting to see. That's on NBC tonight and tomorrow night. I lamented about how bad the Cardinals are in my mind, and then somebody put me in my place and said, you have no idea what bad is, because I'm a Cub fan.
Right.
And I've gone through the rigors.
How many years were we down in the shallows?
And then I was so disappointed about Megan Rapinoe, that if I'm saying it right, the star soccer player for the U.S. women's soccer team.
Right.
Kneeling during the national anthem is in my mind, bad enough. And then for her to be quoted on microphone, we're not going to the effing White House.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Was going to watch them Friday against France. Maybe not now.
I mean, I'm disappointed in her because she's taken the spotlight away from the game and mixed into politics, and I'm just simply not interested anymore.
That's right.
359-2255, you want to chime in on anything, feel free. 359-2255, why must an athlete shine the light on themselves and be selfish enough to take all the attention when you bring your politics into sports like that? You're going to lose half the country. That's just the nature of politics.
It's too bad when you have that kind of platform that you misuse it like that.
Don't do it.
Right.
Be gracious.
Don't be baited.
Be gracious and pretend you like your country.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll impose more tariffs on Chinese imports if no trade deal comes out of his meeting this weekend with China's President Xi Jinping.
Look, they know what we have to have. And if we don't have intellectual property theft protections, if we don't have the opening of China, you know, China's not open. We're open, but China's not open.
The president on Fox Business Network this morning, he leaves today for the G20 summit in Japan, where he'll meet separately with President Xi. Police in Salt Lake City released pictures of a missing University of Utah student, Mackenzie Lewick, at the airport before hiring a car to take her to a park in the middle of the night where she met somebody police are now trying to identify.
After discussions with her family and friends, we see no indication that she has gone off the grid before. This kind of behavior is uncharacteristic for her, according to them.
That's Assistant Police Chief Tim Doubt. Mackenzie Lewick disappeared 9 days ago. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana City Council members have moved forward a $17 million project for the Landmark Hotel to become a Tapestry by Hilton boutique hotel. The project will use historic renovation tax credits. The developer says Tapestry brand is for hotels that have historical, unique, or iconic properties, so they won't have as much flexibility to change things on the inside or outside. The city would impose at least a 4% tax on the hotel. It'll go for final approval next week. The Monticello City Council this week denied a permit for a solar farm at Monticello Middle School. The News Gazette says the school district had proposed a nearly 5-acre ground-based solar farm that had been endorsed by the city's planning and zoning board a week earlier. The school district says it would have saved the district $1.2 million in utility costs over 25 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
During warm, the 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 90, low 68, a 20% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, high 89, low 68, 20% chance of precipitation. Partly cloudy Friday, high 90, low 70, 20% chance of precip. Saturday's high 91, same for Sunday, down to around 71 in the evening. 20% shot at showers. Same for Monday. Right now we're at 76. Right. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, good to have you along on the radio. Megan Rapinoe, the star soccer player, apparently is anti-Trump and really out there about it. You're reading a little more about that. I guess she's...
describes herself as a walking protest to Trump's policy.
And I agree that this reporter set her up because, you know, she kneeled and then the Soccer Federation said you have to stand. So now she stands, doesn't sing, doesn't put her hand on her heart. She's representing me. She's the United States of America. Don't you go through some motions without having to make a political statement? And this is what she said about the White House.
I'm excited about going to the White House.
I'm not going to the effing White House.
This is our star soccer player talking like that on a microphone. What?
Yeah, she's a co-captain for us, number 15, kind of blonde hair with a little pink stripe in it.
Listen, she's a great soccer player. But what are you doing? This is the United States of America. You rep me. This isn't a time for your politics.
Jordan in St. Joe suggesting on 359-2255 that she plays soccer elsewhere. Representing American team with that garbage? Go play for Canada then.
Yeah, but this is one of those, I just, can we not do this? If you're in the Olympics and you're wearing the red, white, and blue, is it possible to check that at the door because you're representing me? The Olympics and things like this.
Right. Lindsey Vonn was the same
way. Well, I mean, but we used to have like this unified yay team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you've taken all the spotlight off of all these other women that have worked their butts off to get here. Nobody's going to remember them because you're selfish. That's what I would tell Megan. And she'd tell me to F in something.
Sure, I'm sure.
So I'm just, why is this appropriate for a woman representing the United States of America on the world stage to essentially give the finger to her country?
I know.
What is that?
And I don't know that other countries have people that do this sort of thing. I guess it's just part of being American. And, you know.
And listen, when this is over, you can get on all the shows. They'll have you. You can talk about how evil Trump is and he's an F and this and that, if that's your language and that's how you want to be represented.
Mm-hmm.
But during this tournament, I need you to represent me and pretend you like your country. What is that? How do you not? Woo! 359-2255, what do you think?
It's time for our Mile at the Pines Minute. It's time to lace up your shoes and head out the door and get training for Mile at the Pines, Sunday, July 14th on Philo Road starting at 6 p.m. We're talking with co-race director Jan Seeley. Is there time to sign up?
Yes, there's plenty of time to sign up to run the mile wave of your choice. And this year, we're tracking entrance by school, students, teachers, and staff. And the school with the most wins is going to win a traveling trophy.
So what does the winner of each wave receive?
Each wave winner receives a Body and Soul gift certificate and a plaque. We'll also present 3 deep awards in 16 different age groups.
And all the proceeds will be donated to CU Schools Foundation. Who's sponsoring the event?
Hey, and here are some of our great sponsors. Carl, UC, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffant Salon, Casa Del Mar, Christie Clinic, Einstein Brothers Bagels, and Stevie J Broadcasting.
You can learn more and register. Go to mileatthepines.com. That's mileatthepines.com.
Join former Illini basketball great Kendall Gill on July 8th for the 30th annual golf benefit for Cunningham Children's Home. The benefit raises money for Cunningham Boys Group Home, which is named in Kendall's honor. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the golf outing, and we want your foursome to join in a day filled with golf and good works. To learn more about golfing in or sponsoring the 30th annual Kendall Gill Golf Benefit, visit CunninghamChildrensHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. Yeah, if anybody texts in, let me know about Megan, 359-2255. But tonight on the stage is not Joe Biden, who's leading the pack. But they ought to do this like a World Series, come out on the chalk. And now from California, Kamala Harris. Is Kamala Harris on tonight?
Well, it says 3 senators, 4 current and former representatives, a mayor, a governor, and a former cabinet secretary walking onto the stage.
So in my opinion, the only people that have run anything have been the governors. I mean, a senator, representative, I mean, they haven't run anything.
Right.
Really? I mean, a governor, at least you have some sort of a blueprint of what they did. There's a record there.
Right.
So who are my 10 tonight?
And it just says their professions. It says tomorrow night we have a former vice president.
They don't have a list of candidates there? I'd like to know who's up. I know.
I was actually looking at how many moderators they have.
Well, they have 5?
NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt. Today Show, Savannah Guthrie. Telemundo and NBC Nightly News anchor, Jose Diaz-Balart. And Meet the Press moderator, Chuck Todd. And MSNBC anchor, Rachel Maddow. So 5 moderators, 10 candidates on stage. Wow.
I mean,
it's a lot to get in.
I've got to say that a lot of these things kind of go off the rails. Because what happens is somebody says, I get a chance to respond. which moderator jumps in and takes control of that? I mean, with five people, this is like O'Hare Airport, right? This might be entertaining to see because, frankly, I like what happens behind the scenes and how that stuff is worked out because I think it's difficult when it's live. So if you have Lester Holt that wants to follow up with so-and-so and Rachel Maddow had to follow up because that person said something and she asked that.
Uh-huh.
So who takes the lead on that?
So I do have Wednesday's lineup now. Bill de Blasio, Tim Ryan.
Hold on. Bill de Blasio, Mayor of New York.
Okay. Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan's a congressman.
Okay. Julian Castro.
He's former cabinet secretary.
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, Maryland senator.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, that's a Massachusetts senator.
Beta O'Rourke.
Nothing.
An entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, but I think he was in Congress for Texas and gave Ted Cruz a run for his money.
I see.
And so he was hot stuff, and now he's not.
Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar is the senator from Minnesota.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard's a former fighter pilot in the war.
Ooh.
And she's I like Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's Hawaii.
Okay.
Congress.
Jay Inslee. And John Delaney.
Okay. I think Jay Inslee was the governor. So you've got the big hitters tonight are Elizabeth Warren.
And probably Beta.
Beta O'Rourke is yeah.
I mean,
Cory Booker's trying
Corey,
to.
Yeah.
He's trying to really get some stuff going. So.
And Bill de Blasio.
No, I don't think so. Who are the other ones? So I think that's just really tomorrow's loaded with Bernie and Joe Biden. And,
you're right.
So tonight,
and
it might.
Pete Buttigieg.
So tonight's the JV.
Kamala Harris, Kristen Gillibrand.
Yeah, tonight's the JV. Tomorrow night's the biggie.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar is pretty definitive in her opinion. Pretty much take charge. I'll be interested to hear how she sounds.
Okay.
She's pretty tough. She doesn't back down. But tonight's kind of a JV lineup there.
Elizabeth, and it makes you wonder if the Jay Inslee and John Delaney, since you were like,
I think Inslee was the governor. Oh. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren's probably looking at that going, man, I can post these people up. I ought to dominate. But she only gets X number of minutes,
right.
And I don't want to see how
they're all practicing the short answer, that's for sure.
I've never seen a debate stage with five moderators. I think that's going to be interesting. It's not what they planned. It what comes up and who takes the lead as a moderator to settle the argument. Somebody says, well, that's right. They mentioned me. I get to respond. And then who says, okay, because it's your turn. Ooh, that'll be fun. It'll be fun. 844.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Sam Astrike with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit mattexservice.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's mattexservice.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, partly cloudy, high 90, low 68, up to 90 tomorrow, down to 69, 90 to high Friday, down to 70, 20% chance of showers. It's the same over the weekend. We're at 76 now on ESPN 93.5. I kind of thought we were going to do sports here.
Oops.
And I don't mind doing the
Cardinals
weather.
Lost, Cubs lost, White Sox lost, everybody lost.
Right, and Michigan lost.
You know,
we'll see what happens with that. It's the third game and championship finale tonight in Omaha.
Donald Trump says China wants to make a trade deal. Now, that would be big for Donald Trump. If they figure a trade deal that actually is a little better deal for the U.S. than what it is now, that's a big deal. Apparently, they think it's 90% done, and they're meeting. President Xi and President Trump are meeting at the G20 coming up here in Tokyo.
Well, I know all of us who are fans of fireworks are definitely watching that. Because of the Chinese tariffs, we're just anticipating an increase in fireworks shows for next year.
Well, what if there's a deal? Now, there's thought there that if you're President Xi from China and you're being told that he's going to lose the election in a year, why make a deal? The next guy's not going to be tough on you. They've never been tough on you. You've always gotten a better deal. So Trump says, hey, this is a bad deal. He's a business guy. I want to make a better deal. And so does he wait it out, or does he think he'll win again? And can China wait it out? Because the economy in China, they've never really gone through a recession. They've just kind of been steady for about 40 or 50 years, and they've been pretty good. So it'd be interesting, but I think that would be a very large deal if Donald Trump makes a deal that is actually pretty good or better than what we've got. That ought to help him a lot, because right now there's some, certainly from our farmer friends, there's some anticipation and anxiousness there on this meeting coming up. Yeah. But we will see. That's coming up. G20 in Tokyo is happening here in the next few days. All right, it's 8:48.
Game Day Spirit is the best place to go get geared up. They have a large selection with multiple brands for men, women, and children.
Incredible customer service, great products, and one of the friendliest staffs around. Love this store and would recommend it to any Illini fan or visitor.
Game Day is the only place I'll go for my Illini gear. They always have the best deals.
If you haven't been to Game Day Spirit yet, you don't know what you are missing. Stop in to either location, 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby, or shop online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Have you taken advantage of earning $250 from the U of I Community Credit Union? Think of all the things you can do with an extra $250. Take a family road trip, improve your landscaping, or just save it for a rainy day. Open a new checking account and get $100 cash. Then open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. This offer won't be around for long, so take advantage today. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. The possibilities are endless when you bank with us.
Hello, my name is Austin Berkland. Back in the summer of 2003, my family's home had its roof blown off during some horrific straight-line winds. My family had a difficult time finding the right contractor to come take care of the situation. I wish Freedom Roofing was around back then to take one worry off the backs of my parents.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. I promise you the storm damage will be there to fix or repair your roof, and we'll do it honestly. Find me at freedomchampagne.com.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over. But don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334. Or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
It's time for the Tour de Champagne. We have multiple competitors. Johnny Sale bought his bike at a garage sale. Benny Big Box bought his rig at a national franchise store. And Dominic Durst bought his bike at Durst Cycle and Fitness. After the first mile, Johnny Sale is out of it. The bike simply broke. In mile 7, Benny Big Box is struggling. His bike hasn't been fitted, and he's starting to wear out. All that's left is Dominic Durst. The bike was made with the highest quality materials, and it was fitted to make Dominic comfortable. And Durst is your champion. Head on into Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on North Madison Champaign.
The Cardinals host the Arizona Diamondbacks July 12th through the 14th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, fans will take home a replica of the 2009 All-Star Game jersey. On Saturday, fans will receive a Cardinals golf umbrella courtesy of St. Louis Children's Hospital. And Sunday wraps up the weekend with the Cardinals brim straw hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. That's July 12th through the 14th. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't hit a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up! We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
65 days till the first football game.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, how about that? Akron in town August 31st. Over, under, did I hear Jeremy Warner say we're only supposed to win 3 football games?
Oh, no. No, this is the year it's all turning around.
That's what I say. Okay, text in. We were talking about the soccer star who...
Megan
Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Who said we're not going to the effing White House.
Right.
What the world are you talking about?
So, Martin from Oakwood say, first time in my life, I'm not rooting for USA team. Sad that the athletes divide us even more. I can't imagine how our vets that have sacrificed so much feel.
Yeah, she kneeled for the national anthem. World Soccer jumped in and said, you're required?
Yep.
And she was really yipping about that
yep.
one. And you didn't ask me.
Right.
You didn't ask me. Wait,
Who are you?
I think the one aspect of humans I really, really, really can't stand is pretentiousness.
Yeah, it's all about me.
I don't like the fact that you're this big star, and you are. You're a great soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
But you just carry it through to where everybody is so excited to see you. You are amazing. And then you believe it.
Rapinoe described herself as a walking protest to Trump's policies. And what Trump said, they're a talent. Really talented.
Yeah, no, he said team's talented.
But he disagrees with her actions.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
she now just stands for the anthem, but doesn't sing along or put her hand over.
She's resentful of it. That's
excited about going to the White House.
I'm not going to the White House. No, I'm not going to the White House.
I'm not going to effing White House. Who is this woman? Anyway, it's a shame because everybody on that team, including Jill Ellis, former Illini soccer coach, worked very hard to get here, to have all this energy, and to have her steal the spotlight because of her political views.
Mm-hmm.
It's not appropriate. You just need to do your thing, man. Hey, we're back tomorrow. John Decker live at the White House on Thursday.
Okay, that'll be great to hear his report from Chicago and Rolling Stones.
And Rolling Stones were there in Chicago last night.
I know. Michael Carpenter went. So.
Mike Carpenter was there.
Good stuff.
I was glad he finally got to a concert.
As a vet, I'm not rooting for USA at all, it says. Thank you so much for
Sorry about that, man. I'm really sorry. By the way, you missed it. Mike Carpenter finally went to a concert.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because he goes to a lot of...
He does.
And he's a rock and roll star himself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner coming up next. Have a great Wednesday. From the University of Illinois, Police Officer Charles Hoskins.
I take a whole approach about community policing. You have to get out and talk to people. You have to engage people. You're going inside a 7-Eleven or whatever, or a Quick Stop or wherever, to get a soda. You know what? Find out who's behind the counter. You know, nowadays with today's world, people don't care if you're a cop. To an extent, they don't. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to trust you. I've had people that I've built relationships in the community for years. They find out about something, whether they see it or involved in it, they hear about it, they'll come and they'll tell me because I built that trust up with them. I go to the same barbershops they do. You know, my child goes to, you know, same schools, or mm-hmm. you might attend the same church or what have you. You got to invest in the community. You can work here, that's fine, but if you don't want to be a part of it, it's going to be very difficult for you to get results when you have pressing issues or things of concern going on in your community.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Tolono Fun Day Festival is coming Friday, June 28th with the Tolono Twilight Track. The youth run is at 6, 5K at 7, and the second annual golf cart parade with lit entries thanks to battery specialists plus golf cars starts at 8. The free family movie in Westside Park immediately follows. On Saturday, June 29th, local scouts raise the flag. There's breakfast in downtown Tolono with the Masons. The parade steps off at 11. Fun in the park throughout the afternoon. Champagne freight on stage and the fireworks at night. For details, visit Tolono Fun Day on Facebook.
Geico presents yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi. So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected. Like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
It's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach. I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration. See you soon.
Need a specialized tool to finish your vehicle repair? There's no need to buy it if you're only going to use it once. Check out O'Reilly Auto Parts' Loaner Tool Program, available at any O'Reilly store. Find tools like a ball joint press, disc brake caliper tool set, and more. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The FedEx Ground location in Champaign will be holding an on-site job fair Sunday, June 30th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Hiring for full-time and part-time package handlers with flexible scheduling, weekend shifts, and starting wages up to $13.60 an hour. Avoid the line, apply online. Visit groundwarehousejobs.fedex.com. Again, that's groundwarehousejobs.fedex.com. FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Minorities, females, disability, veterans committed to a diverse workforce.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Looking for a volunteer opportunity? The Champaign County Freedom Celebration is supported 100% by volunteers. There are opportunities for community members to get involved as volunteers or serve as committee members to help coordinate our local Independence Day festivities, such as the 5K, parade, and the evening activities before the 4th of July fireworks. Planning has already begun as participants who want to be in the parade or 5K get their registration forms completed online before June 25th. Head to the website July4th.net for more details.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.